School lunch change is coming. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue is making some significant changes to what our kids will be eating at school next year. USDA's Gary Crawford says local schools are going to get more flexibility in meeting school meal nutrition standards.
What do you do as Secretary of Agriculture?
That's a great question. So we talked about food safety.
Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue having lunch and conversation with students at an elementary school in Virginia Monday. After lunch, Perdue announcing some actions that could affect meals at schools across the country next year. First, states will be able to grant schools exemptions when those schools are having trouble meeting the standards for offering whole grain products. Also, schools will not have to further reduce sodium levels in foods next year. And Perdue told reporters,
"This is not reducing nutritional standards whatsoever. It's pausing here to evaluate whether or not the progressive standards are moving even further are appropriate or not. So we're not reversing any type of nutritional standards."
On that score, Perdue announcing USDA would also start the regulatory process to allow schools to serve flavored milk with 1% fat rather than the current zero fat content. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.
Secretary Perdue outlined more of those school meal changes coming next year to reporters.
After listening to the feedback, suggestions from students, parents, and food service professionals, USDA is taking the step of providing flexibility around whole grain percentages. We're at 50% now. There was a thought of going to 100%. That's found to be rather problematic in the procurement.
Kansas Senator Pat Roberts, chairman of the Senate Ag Committee, applauds the USDA action, hoping kids will eat more at school.
"When you run the numbers, you find out we're wasting about a third of the food that we serve in our school lunches. By wasting, I mean it's a tragedy that this food simply cannot be used simply because of choice."
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.